to come to you.
The what?
The mules. How would you get the mules and the horses?
Well, you just call them, you'd whistle for them, like that, and say, if you used to feed them pretty regular, they hear you and they'll come. Now my cows, I had a bunch of cattle here and I went out of business, quit. Oh, back down in here. All I had to do was get out in the backyard and holler pretty loud, because there was a pretty big pasture back in there. It was way back, I'd holler, come on, come on, y'all, come on, just as loud as I could, you know, and directly you would see them coming.
Is that right?
That's the way I called them.
Uh-huh.
I never called one sukkah like a lot of people. I always get out and learn them to come to me when I holler.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll come every time they hear me hollering. Just, mm-hmm. I had around 20 head, I reckon, more. But everyone, when one would start towards the house, he started running, you know, coming this way. I'd give them something to eat. Mm-hmm. You got to give things like that something to eat and let them know what you call them for.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
What kind of noise would an old cow make when she was separated from her calf?
Oh, she'd bawl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how would the, what would the calf do?
The calf would go to blatant, I call it.
Uh-huh.
Something like that, you know.
They were separated.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Maybe get separated from the calf, the cow and the calf.
Mm-hmm.
In the pasture.
What kind of noise would the horse make when he was going to eat? He might come up and he make that kind of snuffle noise.
And something like that, you know.
Yes, sir. What did you call that?
Nickering.
Nickering.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Nickering.
And did you have a horse when you were a boy? Did you ride a horse?
Well, yeah, I rode a horse when I was a boy.
Did you ride him bareback, or did you have a saddle?
No, I rode him bareback a whole lot, most times. The animal saddled. So, there was a boy riding a horse once, and had a sack of corn across his lap, across the saddle of a bag, and he's sitting on it, you know. Half of it on one end, half on the other end, just laid across there going to mail. And I told him, I said, you know, I met him in the road. I said, you know, that's hard on that horse, that heavy sack on that, about a bushel and a half maybe. You better put it across your lap. I didn't have things a bit, you know. And he got it and put it across his lap.
He did?
I told him that's too heavy
for
the horse. And so I told him better put it across his lap. And he got it put across his lap.
Somebody told me that he used to ride a horse with a saddle and he'd have bricks or hot stone or something to keep his feet warm. Did you ever hear that?
No, not riding a horse.
Uh-huh.
When I carried the mail, I carried it in a buggy. Well, I kept a lantern. I had a big lap rug, you call it, pull up over my lap, and a lantern sitting down between my feet when it's bad cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd keep me warm all over. Mm-hmm. And had side curtains on the buggy, and have what you call eyes and glass in front with a slot cut for your lines to come through, you know, to driving.
I see.
And you keep pretty warm. A lantern will keep you warm, set between your feet.
Did you ever remember seeing any oxen around here?
A what?
Any oxen?
Ox?
Did you ever use ox? Yoke of oxen, do any
long? No, I've fed them anyone.